No, engineered hardwood floor is very desirable. Any kind of hardwoods, people just, oh, hardwood floors. A realtor will put that in big bold letters on the sheet they put out in front of your house. But you can't glue down on top of an insulated pad. I don't know what kind of floor you're buying, whether it's a glue down or a nail down or both. Some will not do nail down. Some, it depends on the floor. So basically, do what the manufacturer recommends, and that's always going to be your best bet. If you want an insulated pad, it's probably going to be a floating floor. It's not going to glue down. It has nothing to glue to. If it's meant to be nailed down on a second floor with a wood substrate, then you put down rosin paper and you nail it down, and that's a traditional way of putting it down. It's always been a great way to put it down. But go ahead and do what the manufacturer says, and it will not hurt the resale.
Would that, I mean, if you're picking the wood, would that be your choice, one that you nail down with the rosin paper?
For me personally, because I'm kind of old school, yes. Yeah. And on concrete, floating floor. Glue and wood, it's not a great match. And mm-hmm. especially glue wood and concrete is not a great match because they just are not – they're just so dissimilar in their characters and the moisture problems and things like that. So I like to separate the two.
Tom Tynan, holistic builder.
I am.
Okay. He is to building yes. what Steve Jobs was to design.
Oh, okay. Let's not do that.
All right.
Because hey, he had more money.